We launched, as did our flank station Walmer with its two boats, and also UK Coast Guard had their helicopter on scene as well.
Was it quite difficult to reach the group because of where they were? Because obviously you had to get quite close in, didn't you?
Yes, it's a rocky shoreline. Walmer had their two inshore lifeboats there. We had our daughter craft, which is on top of our boat, in there as well. And basically we ferried all the casualties on the beach, or should I say on the rocky shoreline, back to the lifeboat, and then we conveyed them back to Dover Harbour.
And what were the group actually like themselves? I should think they were pretty scared, weren't they?
Well, in actual fact, far from it, actually. When they got on board the lifeboat, they was in very high spirits, actually. I don't think they realised the situation that they could have been in less than, let's say, a couple of hours later. You know, there was a rising tide there, and the water level goes right up to the bottom of the cliff face there. So, yeah, they'd have had real problems 2 hours later.
Yeah, and perhaps you say if it's the first time they've been down to that part of Kent, they wouldn't know that necessarily,
no,
would they?
No, they're just unfamiliar with the area. It would have looked very inviting during the late afternoon when they probably set off around the coast. And, you know, they're totally unaware of all the dangers involved, you know, during that small trip. The trip would have been something in the order of 2-3 miles. But it's very hostile ground, large rocks. They weren't dressed up for it at all. It's a dangerous area, to be honest. There's regular cliff falls down there. There's just not a lot of thought put into the activity that they undertook.
Obviously, a very big rescue for you guys. Thankfully, it did all end well. But what kind of message do you think this kind of sends out to other people and perhaps others visiting Kent who are planning a trip to the coast?
In these circumstances, there are actually plenty of warning signs to deter people from carrying out the activity that they undertook last night. There's something in the order of 9 warning signs. That they walked past before carrying out that activity last night. So please take heed of all the notices which are put there for your benefit.